All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the next installment of the 10-Minute Producer, featuring Vaughn Kaufman and Mark Margulies. Good afternoon, good evening, good day, whenever you get a chance to listen to the podcast. I'm Mark from Ben Maher Radio. I've been slugging it away in radio for the better part since 1987, and my partner in crime, Vaughn Kaufman, you can find him at VaughnKaufman.com. He's a 40-plus year veteran of radio and has been at every conceivable level and position you can think of. So we're two guys who want to talk to you about the abilities that you have, what you have in your studio, what you don't have in your studio, and how you can take what you have and make the most of it so that we in radio can continue to prove to people just how powerful a medium we really have. Vaughn, good day. How you doing, brother? Well, I'm glad to hear it. Vaughn is sunbathing right now in on the beautiful Atlantic coast of Florida, while I'm freezing my cachonies off here in somewhat sub-frigid Denver, Colorado. So there's no bitterness here or anything. I just want you to understand that. I'm just mentioning that for the purpose of getting ourselves set up for our. Yeah, not that I'm bitter. I just want you to understand, I'm not bitter here, Vaughn. This is not bitterness speaking, so don't get the wrong way. Anyway, let's get into the topic for today, which is refining the client's message in spite of what you, as a salesperson or as a producer, may have promised or may have been forced to promise. And this is a very, very, how do I say this, a very dicey place to be, because there's that bridge that you have to get over and you have to get onto, and that's that sales creative bridge. Your sales team is normally not versed in what goes on the creative end. Their job is to get the signature on the bottom of the contract. And a lot of times that means they make promises to people that are a little bit over what we should be promising. So given that this partnership is an important one and that we have to be able to give ourselves some tools that we need to work with, we're going to turn things over here to Vaughn and get a couple of questions answered by him. And very simply, because he's been in your position, he's been at every possible market size and every possible radio station, including one of the major hitters in this country. So he understands what it's like when the salespeople come back in, and you know, from newbies to veterans, and they've talked to the client about things, and well, there's a few things they have to talk over. So Vaughn, let's get started with the topic of go ahead. Can I see a show of hands? How many of you remember Ron Popeil? Just a quick show of hands. I just want, because that's a blast from the past, brother. All right, let's talk about defining the client's message, and one way to handle the sales team that is, they walk in and they're constantly asking you, can you do this? Can you do that? I talked to the client about this. The client really wants this. Then the client wants to do this. The client wants to do, and you start to just, You start to shut down because you're realizing this is how 90% of radio sounds, and that's the reason that people get frustrated and don't get results from radio, because they're overpromised and we can only underdeliver when we're overpromising. So talk about that first meeting with the AE who's come in and who's just vomiting out information to you. I think there's a lot of good stuff in there. And I want to piggyback on a little bit of what you talked about to ask you the question. So how, you know, salespeople are trained through 100 different systems that radio stations and radio clusters use. And they're married to that. They have to go in and they have to perform under those circumstances. How do you, when you're talking to the AE and you're trying to educate them about what I need and what I don't need, how do you kind of approach that so that the AE doesn't end up being a total head case because you're telling them one thing and the sales manager and the sales trainer's telling them something else? Okay. And that's a beautiful, subtle way to get your sales team to understand the value of focusing as opposed to just, again, showing up, throwing up, and expecting you to take 16 copy points, turn them into a brilliant Clio Award winner in 30 seconds, which is the expectation when they walk out that door. So let me now, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. You have slightly more play when you're doing two-voice conversation as opposed to when you're just, as you said, you know, throwing it out there. Okay, so now I have a challenge for you. What do you do when the salesperson looks at you and says, but I can't go back and tell the client, no, I already told him we can do all this? Okay, there's another term, boombox, you're going to have to explain. There you go. No, peanut butter and jelly is pretty great stuff, actually. That's pretty great stuff. Oh, yeah. See, you're so excited about specs, you're jumping ahead to podcast number 8, which is how we talk about positioning those specs and getting that sale. So you see, that's how excited you get about all this stuff. I'm just jazzed about that. So okay, now we'll get one final question before we wrap things up. And that is, okay, you got a client that is adamant about what they want in their ad, or they're going down the street. Okay, so you're caught between a rock and a hard place. What's the best way to take that and ameliorate it and create something that works in spite of the fact that you know it's the wrong way to approach things and it's too much information? That's a tough one. Okay. Let me give you a count, buddy. 3, 2, 1. So let me just present this last question to you, Vaughn. In spite of everything that we've talked about here, there's going to be times when the AE or the client is going to say, nope, tell you what, this is the way I want it. This is what I want in this ad. And if you don't do it for me, I'm going down the street. I'm not going to give you a dime until you do it. Because I'm paying for it. I want this in my ad. Now, you and I both know that is such a danger. That's a radioactive area to be dealing with, because there's a lot involved with that. But what's the best way to handle it? How have you handled that? What's the best way to do it in spite of the difficulties? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The magnificent upsell, yes. He's Vaughn Kaufman at VaughnKaufman.com. I'm Mark Margulies at BenMaRadio.net. Together, we give you the 10-Minute Producer, a way for you to maximize your abilities, to maximize your technical and your creative resources, and we're more than happy to deliver these to you as often as we can with as much information as we can. Next time Vaughn and I get together, we're going to be talking about spec spots and about how to position and how to create them so that you're going to get the most success that you can from the spec spots that you put out and deliver. Once again, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your time, and we'll see you soon. Okay, drop it in.